Good morning, everyone, and on behalf of EBA, welcome to this seminar on finding the effects of Swedish aid, how to do it. So my name is Jacob Svensson. I'll be chairing this seminar for the next 2 hours then. And as a member of the expert group for AIDS studies, EBA's board or whatever it's called, it's great to be here today as we are about to present the first commissioned study, first commissioned report by Anders Olofsgård. So before I'll say a few words about the event today and also some introductory remarks about the importance of impact evaluation and especially impact evaluations. Let me take the opportunity for those that do not know what EBA is to say a few words about EBA. And here I'm going to read from my notes, so I'm not saying anything particularly stupid. So EBA was established last year as an independent committee under the Ministry of Foreign Affairs with the task of conducting relevant studies and evaluations of Swedish development cooperation. And the role of EBA is complementary to the work of various aid organizations are doing themselves, of course, but also to, for example, the Swedish National Audit Office. And one of our main tasks is to commission studies by prominent scholars and practitioners on various aspects of aid efficiency. And today, then, you will see the first result of this effort. But there are many more reports underway, including reports of on the future of Swedish health aid, on the effects of international assistance to political parties in new democracies and others. So let me start by saying a few words that why we think a seminar on evaluation and a seminar on impact evaluations are important. I think there are three main reasons for why. I think there are three main reasons for why I think impact evaluations are important, in particular in the foreign aid business. So foreign aid, as I'm sure you're well aware of, differs from most other public programs in several ways, and I've just listed two here. So first of all, there are many actors. This is a quote from a recent World Development Report noting that the government of Tanzania had to produce over 2,000 reports each year and receive quite a lot of delegations also at a yearly basis. But when it comes to evaluation, I think the most important thing is that there is a missing accountability link in foreign aid, and specifically the people for whose benefit aid agencies are supposed to work, so poor people in recipient countries, are not the same as those from who their revenues are obtained, so taxpayers in the donor country. And this both geographical and most important political separation then between taxpayers and beneficiaries blocks the normal performance feedback process. So citizens in donor countries have no direct knowledge or experience of what the aid money is financing, and it's very costly for them to try to figure that out. And it's this particular point then that impact evaluations can play a crucial role. And of course, the intended beneficiaries are not voters in the country that pays for the aid, and therefore have no real political leverage over those politicians that, in the end, determine how aid should be executed. And as I said, impact evaluations can mitigate, can solve this feedback problem, but at least it can potentially mitigate it a little bit by just informing taxpayers in the and beneficiaries of the impact of what is being funded. So properly done and properly used, it can mitigate the problem. The second reason why impact evaluations are important is that we have limited resources and we have large needs, or there are large needs. So I think a key question to ask all the time is, are we funding the right things? And one way to answer this, being an economist myself, is of course to look at cost-effectiveness studies. So you derive a cost-effectiveness estimate for different things you potentially can do, and then you basically compare which is the most cost-effective way to reach the objective you have in mind. And what's required to do this, first of all, you need to have an objective, a clear objective what you're trying to do. Second of all, you need to have a good sense of the cost of what you're doing. And finally, you need an estimate of impact. And combining these, you can derive the cost-effectiveness estimates. Finally, I think the third reason for why impact evaluations are important is that it can change the discussion about foreign aid. So by transparently informing people about what is done and why it's done and what the impact of this is, we can hopefully change the discussion about aid, moving from issues of budget volumes and spendings to a more concrete discussion about impact and learning and a deeper understanding that this is not a very easy area to work in. And let me finish up this few comments then, but with stressing that this is, of course, not very easy all the time, because a stronger focus on impact also require that we will have to talk both about successes and about failures. And I think, at least historically, one reason why there has not been so many proper impact evaluations is that organizations, and maybe even more important, politicians, do not really want to talk about firm evidence of things that doesn't work. On the other hand, those countries in most of need of support of foreign aid are countries that are in need of support for a reason. These are poor countries. These are countries with potentially large institutional failures in different dimensions. And it's likely that projects and programs in these countries are fraught with different problems, and the risk of failures are probably the largest. And I think it's important that a more stronger focus on impact evaluations and results needs to go hand in hand with a discussion about that failures is a natural part of being involved in foreign aid. We should experiment, we should take risks, and that will cause sometimes that things are not working. Okay. That's for an introduction. We have a tight schedule here. We are going to finish up at 11. There are not going to be any breaks. Let me tell you a bit about the program. I've also got some additional information I should give you. So first of all, the most crucial one is, of course, that you should tweet about this event. Using hashtag UTV poll or hashtag EBA seminar. So go ahead and tweet the next couple of hours and after that as well. So a little bit about the program then. We are going to start with a presentation of EBA's first report written by Anders Olofsgård. And Anders will talk about the pros and cons of impact evaluations based on randomized control trial designs. We are then going to broaden the discussion about impact evaluation and talk about complementary or maybe alternative methods, and briefly also a little bit about CEDAS evaluation. And we are very happy to have Kim Fors, who is also a member of EBA, and also the manager and founder of the firm Adante Tools for Thinking, to do this. The question about impact evaluation, of course, is not a question that is specific to Sweden. or Swedish aid organizations, and we are delighted to have Thomas Elhout, the Director for the Statistics and Studies for Development Division at IFAD, here to talk about the process that led to the revised strategy for evaluation in their organization. And finally, we're going to end this packed seminar then with a panel discussion. I'm very happy to see that we have three very good people to participate there: the Director General at CEDA, Charlotte Petri Gornitska, the Secretary General at Forum Syd, Annika Solström, and the Deputy International Program Director for Save the Children Sweden, Ulf Rickardsson, as panel members. So I already took too much time. Now we'll quickly move to the next part then. So